Denver HKX mobile.
W2JKT mobile.
KN4TFW mobile.
PKF4TUS mobile.
KO4HKX.
14TFW.
12JKT.
Morning, Judy. NC9B.
Well, morning to the whole group, man. Good to hear y'all in here this morning.
Thanksgiving.
A great Thanksgiving. It was very peaceful and laid back.
They had at the campground was unbelievable. Man, there was so much food.
Mr. Ken, when you get a good layout like that.
KOA you were telling me about?
They provided the turkey and ham and all the desserts, and all the campers brought stuff. But you had campers from all over the country, so man, you had a really good mix of different stuff. Talking to Andrew, did you get that video where I showed you how far it was from the beach to the sound?
It looks like you're in the lighthouse, but yeah, where you're up top showing the video of it. I thought that was pretty cool.
Go up there and watch the sunrise or the sunset, you know what I mean, without actually being out in the weather. You're in the sound, freshwater.
Sound is usually brackish with kind of like a salt line.
Just now passed under the Highway 11.
Down the mountain. I'm coming up on the cliff, so you're not too far in front of me.
Now, would you ever hear out on your truck, the antenna situation on your truck?
I think it's a diamond mount, so it's one of the trunk lid mounts. So it's up on the hood on the left side of it. So right now, it's working all right. I may end up wanting to do something else before long, kind of get the antenna centered over the truck and do that third brake light mount. But for now, this is going fine.
Mine's mounted on the ram here. Same place, driver's side, left front. On a lip mount, but I think I'm old. I like to have that third brake light mount, but man, they like those things too much. They're expensive.
I regret just drilling a hole in my roof.
Bring myself to do it.
Somebody. Ask Patrick. I was into the repeater from all the way up in Shelby this morning. That high gain antenna is just a quarter wave on two, so I think I'm only like 2 dB or something on 2 meters.
My toolbox in the middle, right there in the middle of the toolbox, so if I can get the elevation just right.
Lose the bed space. I've never thought about putting the toolbox back there.
Yeah, it's got the toolbox back there. Man, that was a pain in the butt.
Bed, so I can afford a little bit of space.
This is just a pain on the old work truck.
What truck with an 8-foot bed?
One of the roll and lock tonneau covers. That way I can get rid of the toolbox.
I put you one of them stylish headache racks on there, like I got on mine. You don't lose no bed space from the toolbox, and you still get it up above your cap. It's like a, I guess you would call it a bed bar or whatever. It's like a roll bar, but it sits on the rails of your bed.
KO4HKX, it's a headache rack.
It really protects the whole back of the cab.
Call that mount.
KF4MUF.
Get on it?
No, it's to protect your head from things coming forward in the bed.
It's all stainless, so it works out well. That's what I'm talking on.
Really nice ones for that truck, Andrew. That looked good.
Probably after Christmas, I'll start buying a couple of things. I want to get that ram ball mount that kind of takes up the little spot that's in the middle of the dash that I can't imagine I'll ever really use. I'm gonna buy one of those mounting brackets that screw down in there, and that way I can buy some of the ram ball mounts, and that would let me mount my faceplate to it instead of what it is now, which is not bad. and then I'll start moving on to a bit different antenna solution.
Arrived at the gate, so I'm going to have to say 7-3 for now and jump out, and I will return shortly. And if you're all not here, I hope you have a great day. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear for now. 7-3.
I'll probably go by the time you get back. KO4CF.
7-3, Patrick. Have a good day. KN4TFW.
7-3, Patrick. I got 40 miles to go still, so I'll probably still be here. W2JKT.
Yeah, I got a few minutes left. NC9B. See when you get back.
What I was looking at was it goes around the third brake light and gives you an MO mount. So I thought about looking at that one because that would get it pretty centered over the truck.
Mounts, I like those mounts, but I still have to clear it, so I go out another carport.
Downside.
Even thought about getting one of those, automatic lay down antennas where you push a button and it pulls the antenna down for you. But I don't think I have enough clearance even to put something like that up there.
I had the small 19-inch mag mount, and then I threw a K40 CB antenna on it, and that thing just smacked everything.
Annoying every time it hits.
Perfect double. Yes, it was.
It was me. Mine's just the fender mount. Even when I go out of the carport, it still hits, but just doesn't hit enough to bend anything. It's just the very tip.
Yeah, even on my EV, I've got the 5/8 wave 2-meter dual bander on it, and whenever I go to Charlotte, I whack all the concrete cross beams and the parking decks every time.
Leon, you're talking about just barely scraping the tip. I had mine on the corner of the hood here on the truck, and I did a drive through, and the tip barely caught the awning, but it snagged it, and I mean it just pulled the load coil right out.
Right, there's something to grab it there. It'll grab it. But, just flat surface. And that's all I've got. I'm doing is hitting 2x6s, or 2x8s, excuse me, and then it's on the carport. And the sad thing is that tin roof, so it just taps the tin roof a little bit too, so it's just loud and annoying.
It's way better than the quartering.
Absolutely.
If it's center loaded, it'll have a pretty good amount of gain on both 2 meters and 440.
Yeah, with a little 19-inch, I feel like
it's probably about 79 electric or something. Right. Like, the other one, I think it's like 16-inch small and 3 loads.
But I don't really think it's like it's not as good.
A perfect double, and it was not me this time.
The antenna, I think it was a 7900, but man, that thing was like 65 inches tall, but it worked real good.
I can't say enough about the Diamond 770 series. In my day, and that's what I like. I have like 3 of them. On the truck, I've got one in the wife's car, and I got the mag mount that I put on the tractor trailer.
End up looking into a little different antenna. Like I said, I haven't been as pleased with this one. I don't feel like it picks up as well with it being on the front left of the hood versus my old setup. But the 610 struggles. Most of the other ones are fine, but I struggle picking up the 610 in certain areas. It's like a trunk lid mount, but it's on the edge of the hood.
I mean, is it a MNO or something else?
Yeah, NMO.
Be more than happy to loan you one real quick. Just screw it on there and try it.
Got something. I think I might have one. That's the bad part. And I never installed any kind of mount. I'll have to go back and see what all I got. But, well, gentlemen, I'm here in the parking lot, so I'm going to start my trek on in the plant. Y'all have a good one. Be safe. And hopefully I'll catch you either later today or tomorrow morning. But y'all have a good one. KO4CS. And I'll be clear on your final. 7-3.
7-3, Andrew. Have a good day. KN4TFW.
7-3, Andrew. Have a good day. Be safe. W2JKT.
7-3, Andrew. Have a great day. Jody, where'd you go? Behind me. Governor loaded one there, Ken, and it was just too tall for me. The 770 series through Diamond, they're a little bit shorter. Like a base loaded.
Mag mount on the roof of that truck for a long time. It worked real good. Hey, I twanged a couple of trees, you know what I mean? If it's low, once you figure out where they're at, you can pretty much avoid them. And for some reason, I moved it off of there down to the corner of the hood, and then I snagged the damn drive-thru.
I went to the car wash one day and forgot I had the mag mount on something. Anyway, went to the car wash and forgot it was on there. Oops. Luckily, I pulled up enough to where it's one of those ones just quits when you move. I moved up, got out, pulled the antenna in. That's all the problem. Didn't damage the car any. I was lucky.
We're HKX. I'm back, gentlemen. Here this morning.
Bed.
Thing for you.
Morning person.
Here to training. I'm finally starting to see progress in mine.
Yes, NC9B.
Home yesterday, turned on the TV. No matter what I did, couldn't get any sound out of it. Nothing out of the TV speakers, nothing out of the sound bar. Missed that thing 30 minutes. This morning I come in, turn on the TV, and bam, it came on wide open. I was going to swap it with the other TV, but now it's working. Now, its internal speakers could be bad. I mean, we never use them. We always use them, you know, with a fiber optic to the sound bar.
Just that side of the circuit board, for some reason, though, it didn't wake up. I've seen it before in automobiles. It's funny, some of that stuff.
Gates. I'm going to say 7-3 to everybody. Hope everybody has an awesome day, and I'll catch you guys later. KN4 TFW.
KO4 HKX.
73 Ken, have a great day. Be safe. W2JKT.
Todd hasn't made it back to the office yet, and he might run out of hours up near Asheville, so I might have to go get him.
Driving a day these days, Leon.
14, out of those 14, you can only drive 11.
4 days in a row.
Yeah. Some abide by it, some don't.
Stop.
Mumps the word.
And then you have 14 hours, and during that 14-hour window, you can drive up to 11?
That is correct. And somewhere in that 11, you got to have a 30-minute break.
Hours of break time in that 14-hour window.
Breakfast. What do I do now? I got the time to kill. And, the truck at night, which is pretty much the same truck I drive, he goes to Indiana and back. And sometimes he don't make it in the allotted time period.
I make it to Indiana and back in 14 hours or 11 hours, as it were. Teams.
Thanks. Same restriction on hours.
Opposite hours of what you do.
Talking about moving for 22 hours in a 24-hour window. Because you can't get a 24/7 rolling unless you have that third driver. And that's a crowded cab. And, you know, a waste to have somebody just there to drive 2 hours out of that 22 or 24.
And if you start looking into it, that's not the only problem.
It's weren't really thought out that well.
They were, but just they weren't thought out with the drivers in mind.
Practicality in mind. They based it on what their research and the human awareness condition. And it's not all about that sometimes. From the government, we're here to help.
Government, and I'm here to help corporations make a whole lot more money. Having Well, I miss having adaptive cruise control. My truck doesn't have it, and I'm having to sit here and constantly adjust speed.
Thing about the tractor trailer.
That fancy stuff.
Adaptive braking. Gosh. You get somebody slowing down in front of you, you go to make a right turn, you got the turn signal on and everything, and you've timed it just right to where you go get past them. No, the truck will lock up the brakes every time.
In the EV, too, because it'll panic brake sometimes when it doesn't need to.
And you're on the interstate, and it does that.
Is that I can disable the automatic emergency braking, but then the cruise control, the super cruise, the adaptive, nothing will work. And you just basically have to drive manually. I mean, the lane keep assist won't even work if the automatic emergency braking is turned off.
With no truck. And they're doing the mold remediation from when the warehouse flooded. So all the dispatches, everything's dispatching from the house. There's nobody in the office here. Because they're redoing all the drywall in C9B.
You're talking, I figured you just turn it off, go to work. Hey, I love you, and thanks for being there. Shelly, be careful.
Advise, so yeah, get ready to take off, and this is Grandpa's last day with us, so we're going to go eat some breakfast with him and send him on his way. He'll be down in Greenwood for a couple months and be chilling down there.
Okay, David Feast's birthday today. I noticed I just wished him happy birthday. I mean, we do that on his page, but I love you and appreciate the guys pausing. They eventually get to work, and I think he'll be there. Yeah, I've got an appointment, early appointment this morning. I'm so toned up, I hardly feel to walk upstairs, but it's just a carotid scan of the Doppler ultrasound of my carotid where I had the stroke. Make sure it's open. So do it every year and do it this morning. But anyway, I love you, won't keep you, but thanks for being there, W4FCM.
Good. Well, let me know how it goes, and we'll chat with you later. Got to get ready, and we're leaving kind of early, so I just wanted to hop on and say hi. So, but you have a great day. W4FCM, KD4FDI.
I appreciate that, and always glad when everything gets quiet. He'll be there. He'll get up. Yeah, I have a voice still. I've got drainage, so just I'm hoarse, but W4FCM sign.
No truck there waiting for you, W2JKT.
Okay, that's what he was saying. The truck he's supposed to drive was making a trip up to Indiana last night, and the driver ran out of hours and around Asheville, so they're going to have to go get him.
Something like that.
And still early, and it's dark out here. My brain hadn't woke up.
Sleep last night. My next door neighbor had a knee replacement yesterday. And so I'm watching his dog for him this week, and he's got this Belgian Malinois mix that's just this hyper, crazy, insane dog. And so, yeah, it's, it was up, you know, I had it crated last night in my house, and, you know, it was just howling and barking and just not used to it.
Manuel, good for you for watching the dog. Nice of you to do that.
4GTM Mobile.
Guy, NC9V.
JKT.
Hey everybody, how's everybody doing today?
We're here. I mean, it is 6:20 in the morning, and I'm already in Greenville. So, what does that tell you?
6:20 in the morning, and I've already driven through Greenville, and on my way back to Greenville.
Yeah, well, that early in the morning.
I'm working 45 minutes from the house. You know, you got to drive to work, then drive right back to your house.
Running.
It's running. It's not good, but it's running.
Patrick, what should you call him today?
Yeah. I'll get back to you on that.
The misfire on cylinder 8, is that all that's going on?
It's misfiring on 8, and it's drinking fuel like you would not believe. For 62 miles, drinks a quarter tank of fuel.
That's where the EVP sensor, you still got it unplugged?
I bought a new sensor yesterday, which I shouldn't have, but I did. Went to the Ford dealership, got one. And, yeah, it still does the same thing when you plug it in.
So that 5-volt reference is shorted out. We'll have to find out where and what's causing it. The EVP sensor is usually the most common cause, but the wiring harness itself right there at the EVP sensor, we're bad to do that too. They actually have a new connector for it.
My next step, I'm looking at maybe just replacing that whole harness, maybe. I don't know.
They make a pigtail for it, about 6 inches long. Usually takes care of it. Like I said, you just have to go back to the dealer and order that pigtail. And there is a program out there, I'm sure. I haven't been able to get the guys to answer me back about it for sure, to do the program on it and eliminate that sensor because it had so much trouble out of it. But that sensor is heavily used in the fuel calculations.
My guess, and I asked the dealership yesterday and they said, nope, we don't do nothing like that anymore.
Parts guys, they wouldn't know anyway, so don't even waste your time.
I knew that, but it don't hurt to ask, I don't guess.
Normally deal with. He was on vacation last week, so he's hopefully be there this week, and I'll get to ask him.
He's a picture of my van and all that, so you should have all that on hand if you needed it.
Got it. I'm going to tell you, if the misfire is still there, you can try this. It may work or it may not. They make an additive to put into the oil to fight stickation is what it's called. You can try that. And you can probably find that at pretty much any auto parts store around. And run it. Change the oil and put that in and then run it through. And see if that helps. Because what happens is the Teflon coating on the inside of the intensifier piston and barrel, it comes off over time. And it gums up the screens in there, and that stuff will go in and clean it out.
GTM, yeah, that's my, I thought about changing the oil. It probably only has about 1,000 miles on that oil change, but, you know how that goes.
Set for how many months?
Turn the key and the truck will crank. Whether it gets fuel economy or not, it will crank. And I can move it, I can drive it, whatever I need to do with it.
I was working through everything that everybody else did to it while it was there. So this is the fun part.
It's driving though.
For me to drive it from my house to Dad's house and back was a half tank of fuel.
And with the injector sticking, that's causing some of that too. Are you seeing any white smoke out the exhaust?
Anything, I see black smoke. I don't see any white smoke though.
Well, that means the injector's overfueling. So, like I said, try the fixation, and it may just come down to it. You have to put an injector in it, but this is cheap. It needs an oil change anyway. See what you can do.
That injector isn't stuck open, and I wash that cylinder. It's the only thing that I'm really concerned about.
I'll be driving it as an everyday driver, but I would try changing oil in it, letting it run for, a little while. And it takes a while to drive it around, but I wouldn't run forever on it like that.
I'm driving the Jeep. I just, I wanted to run it one day to work, see how bad it was, and now that I know, I'm parking it, and if I need it, I get a handle on it. And I got, mainly got to get through the holidays. I got a little bit in trouble yesterday, because we're not supposed to be spending money on truck parts right now.
Well, it's been down this long, so what's another month, right?
Talking to probably one of the most impatient people you know.
We got that.
Met your dad.
I'm getting ready to go through a dead zone here on the radio. So I'm going to step to the side for a little bit. KN4GTM. I'll be listening.
Careful out there. KO4HK.
Careful, son. Crazy people. Some guy in a big truck tailgate me yesterday after I left lunch. And C9B.
You think it's going to be before he gets back?
He runs out of hours, so I'm going to have to go get him. I'm just sitting in the office of my truck, playing on the phone.
Who's going to take you up to get him?
Yeah, we have a van here. I'll just jump in the van and go up and get him. Go swap out. He was in Asheville a few minutes ago, so I don't. They're tracking him by GPS. Wherever he runs out of time, I guess I'll pull over and let him know. That's where I have to go pick him up somewhere between here and Asheville. And I understand Asheville is kind of slick up there. They're talking about the interstate being slick.
Either way, it's snowing at the house this morning.
Text me and told me the school's on a 2-hour delay. I haven't seen any snow the whole way down. Or at the house.
Now, the ground, the driveway was that little thin white coating, so I don't know.
So he'll drive out of that and get close enough to where I won't have to worry about snow.
I'm off here so I can try to get wormed in this parking lot. They got me blocked this morning.
All right, Ben. I'll talk to you a bit, Patrick. Be careful. Have a great day. And I'll be in and out. NC9B.
KO4HK, clear.
3W2JKT.
I figured you was already at work. Sorry.
Yeah.
For 4 miles.
Okay, so the antenna actually works. We have yet to figure out how to make it work better in the EV, but yeah, when I'm in my truck, I can get. I was in the repeater from Shelby this morning. And I can get all the way down to the office and probably a little, quite a bit further.
This is Patrick. You know the Galaxy Z Fold, the Samsung phone that folds?
Talking about?
Mine. I got to figure out where the antenna is on this. I've got a Night Eyes. It's kind of a kickstand thing. I got one mounted on the back of it. I got to figure out where the antenna is at so it don't interfere with the reception on the phone.
I really couldn't tell you on that one. I'm here for now. I got a customer coming after my 30-point turn to turn around in the parking lot.
Oh, big sale coming up. NC9V.
Thank you, JKT, and I'm getting off at exit 27 now, Leon, so I'll sign with you as well. I hope you have a great day, and have fun going and picking up that dude in Nashville. This is W2JKT 73.
Have a great day. Be careful. Good talking to you. NC9V.